The House of Representatives is scheduled to vote today on a federal budget plan for fiscal year 2005, which starts in October. The budget debate centers on the federal deficit, which is expected to hit $477 billion this year. Democrats and Republicans are trying to come up with ways to reduce deficits in coming years. But with the general election fast approaching, the budget is highly politicized. Joining me now to talk about this is NPR congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook. How is the House version of the budget different from the Senate's?
Well, both versions are pretty strict on spending, at least compared to recent years, and mostly on spending that isn't related to defense or homeland security. The House version, though, plans more tax cuts in the coming years than the Senate version, though both budgets and also many budgets the Democrats have proposed also extend key tax cuts that were set to expire soon. And then both the House and the Senate budgets try to cut the deficits, which continue to loom over the budget for years, try to cut them faster and deeper than President Bush's budget proposal.
Both versions, I gather, have a mechanism to try to control budget deficits, but those are different as well.
Yeah, you know, these are the so-called pay-as-you-go rules. They were used in the 80s and 90s to control those record budget deficits then that left, you know, a deep red national debt then. These rules say to members of Congress that if you're going to hike spending or make a new program that spends money, or if you're going to cut taxes in some new way, you have to find the money to cover that somewhere else in the budget. Now, that's the Senate version, right, of the pay-as-you-go rules. The House version applies to spending and new programs in exactly the same way, but it doesn't apply to taxes. In other words, the rule in the House is if you can increase the deficit, you can't increase the deficit by boosting spending, but you can increase the deficit by cutting taxes if you want to.
And what happens when the two chambers try to reconcile these differences?
Well, that's really going to be the interesting part. I mean, besides the fact that you've got conservative Republicans, fiscal conservative Republicans fighting against moderate Republicans about how fast and how much to cut the deficits, you know, the two bodies, the two chambers, the House and the Senate, are sniping at each other constantly over these kinds of issues also. And it's an election year, and every debate in the House and the Senate seems to attract this, you know, more political debate. You know, it almost seems like the Democrats and the Republicans are fighting it out for November all the time these days. And so whether or not they actually reconcile the differences between these two budgets will be very interesting to see.
Andrea, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
NPR congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook.